Nice play, Shakespeare. Let's go back to the 80s. I am your solid host, Darian. In a couple of minutes, let's head on back to Sunday, July 28th, 1985.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that? I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way.
We'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Generic Sildenafil allows you to save up to $650 on Viagra. Why pay name brand prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get the same results for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 50 generic Sildenafil pills for just $99. Call 800-590-0443. That's 800-590-0443. Again, 800-590-0443.
On Miami Vice.
It's a hit list. And you're on.
Let's all be there tonight.
It was Sunday, July 28th, in 1985, when times were good and the economy was booming, when a Reagan was president and a Bush took the back seat. A brand new car cost $11,902, and a first class postage stamp was only 22 cents. Tears for Fears let out a shout, which was also the number one song in the country, and the country music king was Earl Thomas Conley with his number one country hit, Love Don't Care Whose Heart It Breaks. The Griswolds were back again in the number one movie in the country, National Lampoon's European Vacation. And that evening, the NBC television network crushed the competition with 2 full hours of Miami Vice starting at 9. Episode, Brother's Keeper Part 1 and Part 2. Ah, don't you want to go back? I'm still working on it, 80s friends. So let's meet again next time for another 80s flashback.